come back to Jody with news in just a second, but the we got to take the Orr Northwest guy when we got him. Last time we visited with Greg Spooner of Orr Northwest, he had just returned from rowing with three other guys across the Atlantic Ocean. Right now, Greg is somewhere out in the Pacific sharing the 29-foot Orr Northwest craft with Jordan Hansen, Richard Tarbill, and Adam Creek. The guys are in the process of circumnavigating Vancouver Island with around-the-clock, 2 hours on, 2 hours off, rowing shifts. That's right. How do you sleep? Not well. You can track the crew's progress at oarnorthwest.com. Welcome back to the Bob Rivers Show. Greg, is this your 2 hours on?
Oh, hey, it's so good to be back, you guys. I miss listening to you on my morning drive from Bellingham to Stanwood, but I guess this will have to do.
It sounds like you're on a sat phone. You're at Hot Springs Cove. Where is that?
Hot Springs Cove is on the west side of Vancouver Island, just south of a big port called Nootka Sound. We have a big weather system coming in over the next couple of days that are going to give us lots of headwinds, and ocean rowboats don't like headwinds, so we're going to duck in. And luckily Hot Springs Cove actually has hot springs, so what luck.
So you stop and jump in the hot springs, and the boat doesn't smell so bad.
Yeah, we need to try and keep this place a little bit clean here.
Yeah.
It can get pretty smelly out here.
Okay. So is that a sat phone you're talking to me on? I recognize that sound from when we were in Africa using a phone that was not hooked up to any cell towers, or it's just an odd-sounding phone.
Over.
Yeah, correct. This is a sat phone. Our boat, we have more electronics put on this boat than you'll see on a 50-foot yacht. I am speaking beyond a sat phone. The goal with all the electronics is, of course, to be able to communicate and send back video, which we're posting at our website. Thanks for plugging that, ornorthwest.com. And also to interact with students, because we're doing a lot of research out here. And we put together some lesson plans, too. And so kids in classrooms are also able to follow along with us as we're doing
right.
This.
Now, what is your – are you taking pledges? Are you raising money for UNICEF? What exactly – why are you doing this, and what will come from it?
Well, you know, I think the first reason why we're doing this is – it always comes down to this. It's just the adventure. You know, we – humans need to be able to get outside and be challenged in some way, and so this is how we do it. Other people don't have to do it like this. We'll do it for them. But we're also doing this with the Canadian Wildlife Federation, who's our title sponsor for this trip, and then also for the Africa to the Americas row happening in December across the Atlantic.
And okay. Now, describe to me, if you will, the physical. The physical stresses and the workload of exactly what you have to do to row around Vancouver Island. And also answer this, I had heard that Vancouver Island in some ways is more difficult than crossing an ocean and more dangerous because of terrain and possible difficult sea conditions.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Rowing this boat around Vancouver Island is, you know, honestly, not a lot different in terms of the physical rowing than what we did when we crossed from New York to England in 2006. You know, you're rowing in shifts of anywhere from 1 to 4 hours long. But the difference here is that, yeah, there's land and there are currents and big rocks that appear out of nowhere. And if you get the wrong type of wind or the wrong the wrong current flow, then the boat can just be crushed into the rocks. So
right.
I'm way more challenged by this.
At that point, you just call the helicopter, right, and they fish you right out and get you a pizza.
Well, you know, we like to be as self-sufficient as we can.
Has there been any wildlife take a liking to you out there, Greg? Do you have any killer whales tagging along or sea lions or anything like that?
Oh, man, let me tell you about the last 24 hours. We were stuck on the western tip of Brooks Peninsula for several hours with some crazy currents, and then all of a sudden everything cleared up. And once that happened, we got to see multiple pods of humpback whales, doing everything from getting air to flapping their tails and their flippers. We're seeing birds of all different shapes and types. We got to see the Northern Lights last night, my first time. It's just been gorgeous out here. Mm. There is so much to see in our backyard.
Texter wants to know.
Go ahead, Bob, by all means.
By all means. Well, someone wants to know, how do you go number two when you're surrounded by number one?
Does your boat have a poop deck?
The most common question we get, and the simplest answer I can give you is, in a bucket.
Yeah, this is Vancouver Island. I mean, you got whole cities flushing it out there. What's one little rowboat?
Dot in a bucket. Love it. Okay. Food. Are you eating reconstituted? Do you have the freeze-dried stuff the backpackers use in order to, and how about fresh water? You're in salt water. That's also a challenge.
Yeah, water, we have a desalinator that uses reverse osmosis to create what I think is better taste in drinking water than you can get out of a bottle or out of a tap. For food, for this trip, we're lucky. We worked with a local market in Victoria, Lifestyles Markets, that actually supplied us with all the organic goodness we could get our hands on. So we've actually been eating really well, and our bodies are doing well because of that.
And are you guys married? Do you have families back home?
Yeah, actually, I have a significant other back home in Adam Creek, our resident Olympic gold medalist. He has a lovely wife and a child, and all of us have families that are worried about us. But
I was going to say, what are they doing? Are they? Did they try to talk you out of this? Do they just know that this is your mission?
Yeah, I think they know that this is what this kind of activity really is what makes us tick, and the best they can do is support us, and then just keep clicking the refresh button on the map to see where we are every 15 minutes.
Got it. Well, we're going to follow you at ornorthwest.com, and you're not raising money for anything. You're just basically out there.
Canada's paying for this.
Canada's paying for
Canadian
this.
Wildlife, guys.
Yeah. Are you where do you sleep? You sleep sometimes on the boat and sometimes in a little fishing village?
Most of the time we're on the boat. We have a stern cabin that's about the size of a refrigerator that two people can hop in, and then in a storm where all of us can get in here. But then every once in a while, like right now, if the weather's bad, we'll all head into shore. But we're lucky here. On the Atlantic, it's a different story. But, regarding money, yeah, Canadian Wildlife Federation has been just an awesome group that we've been working with. We're also, of course, always on the lookout for more crews to hop on board. And if folks would like to donate towards what we're doing to helping education direct to classrooms about science, technology, engineering, and math, they can do that. And, we're looking forward for people to also send us messages direct from our website.
Right. You got a couple fishing poles on there, Greg?
Pardon me?
Do you have a couple fishing poles? I can't imagine going all the way around Vancouver Island without trolling a spoon behind that thing. I mean, what a waste that would be.
I tell you what, we've already pulled in a couple good fish, and they have been tasty.
Oh, so you do have. All right.
All right. What does the OAR in OAR Northwest stand for? Does it stand for something, or is it just OAR?
OAR originally stood for Ocean Adventure Racing, because we started this to race across the Atlantic Ocean, but we've really shifted to Ocean Adventure Rowing, because... There's a lot more we can do with this craft.
I think it stands for obviously anal retentive, or maybe overachieving rednecks.
fill in your own blank.
Yeah.
Bob and crew here. I'd like to send you guys off with one challenge, and really to all the listeners too, and it's this: is that I think it's really important, and we all do, and CWF does as well, to get everybody out there on their own adventure, because adventure really inspires, a conservation mentality. There are really five rules when you are putting together your own adventure that I think everybody should follow. One, do it with friends.
Okay.
1A, don't die.
Don't die. I would make that one.
Yeah, that's the last venture.
Yeah, number two, try something new or go somewhere new. Number three, always plan for safety. Again, don't die. Number four, you want to be able to learn something out of where you're going and what you're doing. And then number five, I think this is probably the most important, is record it. So you can reflect on it in the future and, you know, through journals or art or photos or whatever. And, you know, I encourage people to share it and share it with us because we want to hear it out here. We get pretty bored out of
nowhere. These guys, by the way, are looking for your emails. You can go to ornorthwest.com and you can say hi to them.
Yeah.
You can, I mean, you probably get some people saying you're crackpots too and all sorts of other things. But
you may want to add another thing to the list too. Never eat out of the bucket.
All right. Very inspirational. Very inspirational stuff, Greg. Anything you want to add there?
No, I was going to make a bucket joke, too.
Right. Or stand for open air restroom.
No, I was going to say there should be six things that French do.
Three more. It would be also don't die. All right. You be careful out there, Greg, okay?
Hey, thanks, guys. Great to chat with you this morning.
Bye-bye. So
I'm sailing for. Wow. Did you see me gearing up for a joke? Is that why you?
I did. Yeah.
I know. I have my joke face on.
Here it comes.
You know what? These guys are nuts, obviously.
Oh my lord!
But nice nuts. The spirit of adventure. They're Lewis and Clark type people, and I will encourage you to go to ornorthwest.com and send them a message. Tell them you heard them on the radio. That's gold to them out there. Yeah. They got no TV. They got no texting.
Well, they got those humpback whales to look at.
They got no smartphone. Yeah. He made that sound really fun.
Yeah, Northern Lights, after about 4 minutes, Northern Lights are still just Northern Lights. Sure wish Gilligan was on. That'd be fun right now.
All right, it's 19 past 8 o'clock, and Jody has more for us.